ISS Vanguard review inside Awaken Realms sci-fi production Flex. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Yes, for the right captain. The production is not a gimmick, the drawer, the iconography, and the dice are load-bearing. But the value is conditional. You are paying premium money for a slow burn, low combat, bookkeeping-heavy narrative experience that is strongest in its early to mid-campaign and softens, by broad community consensus, in a grind-prone finale. If you are a 1-to-2-player solo duo gamer who treasures atmosphere, exploration, and a beautifully catalogued box, it is worth it. If you want tight tactics, fast setup, or a guaranteed knockout ending, the price is harder to justify. Some boxes you open, this one you file. Lift the lid on ISS Vanguard, and the first thing you meet is not a rulebook, but an insert, a fitted, drawer-style tray that holds the whole expedition like a curator's cabinet. That is the right first impression for a game whose entire conceit is cataloguing the unknown. Awaken Realms, the Polish studio behind Nemesis and Tainted Grail, built ISS Vanguard as a 1-to-4-player cooperative campaign about humanity's first deep space exploration ship, and built it to a standard the crowdfunding world rarely sees outside its own pages. Let the record show what follows is precise, sourced, and where the community disagrees with the marketing, honest about it. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is ISS Vanguard exactly? ISS Vanguard is a 1-to-4-player cooperative legacy-like campaign game by Awaken Realms, designed by Anders Edge Bekiewicz, Krzysztof Piskorski, Paul Samborski, and Marcin Swierkot. You are not a single hero. You are the asterisk command crew of humanity's first faster-than-light exploration vessel, the ISS Vanguard, dispatched to chart a galaxy and trace the legacy of a vanished precursor civilization the fiction calls the Builders. The campaign alternates between two distinct modes. In the ship phase, you sit at the home base, managing the vessel through the ship book, recruiting and resting crew, researching technology, and deciding which world to investigate next. Then you commit an away team drawn from four shipboard sections, security, recon, science, and engineering, and drop onto a planet rendered as a book of branching locations. There, the dice-building exploration engine takes over. Tonally, it sits beside Star Trek asterisk S Away Mission Optimism and Battlestar Galactica asterisk S Lonely Ship Dread. Mechanically, it is closer to a sprawling, app-supported choose-your-path adventure with a sophisticated dice economy bolted underneath. Board Game Geek lists it at a complexity weight of 3.66/5, meaty, but not a brain burner, with a recommended sweet spot of 1-to-2 players despite the 4-player ceiling. A free companion app adds voice acting, music, and automated flag tracking to smooth the narrative bookkeeping. The vital statistics 1-to-4 players, best at 1-to-2, ages 14+90 to 120 minutes per session, a full campaign of roughly 20-60 hours. Board Game Geek weight 3.665. Designers, Bekiewicz, Piskorski, Samborski and Swierkot for Awaken Realms. What's in the box, and is the production really that lavish? Short answer, yes, and the lavishness is unusually asterisk functional asterisk. The retail box tips the scale at over 5 kilograms, and almost none of that weight is filler. The drawer insert. The headline component is the fitted tray system, a drawer-style insert, with linen finish dual-layer card trays, that organizes the entire game so setup and teardown stay sane for a box this size. Reviewers single it out as one of the best factory inserts in the hobby. The broader fan verdict is that every detail in the box feels well thought out. This is the difference between a 60-hour campaign you keep on the table and one you abandon in a closet. The dashboards. Each away team section gets a dual-layer player board, recessed cutouts that hold dice and tokens in place so a bumped table doesn't erase your state. They are the tactile heart of the away team turn. The books. Three hardbound volumes carry the experience. The ship book, a binder with dividers and card storage pages that is asterisk your home base. The Planetopedia, the Mappas book you explore with up to 8 locations per planet. And the log book, which threads the branching campaign narrative. The minis and standees. The core box ships 8 crew miniatures. The 4 sections in male-female pairs. A deliberately asterisk-restrained asterisk count for an Awaken Realms game. In a notable design choice, the studio used standees for threats and equipment rather than flooding the box with plastic, putting the budget into art and structure instead. A separate Close Encounters add-on exists for those who want 30-plus sculpted threat minis. The dice. Custom engraved dice in three color groups, each with its own symbol set, plus the Universal Vanguard wildcard symbol. The dice are not a theme skin, they are the engine, which the next section unpacks. Minis light by design don't expect a Kingdom Death plastic mountain. Awaken Realms pared back the number of minis, in favor of standees for threats and equipment, shifting the budget to spectacular illustration and the insert. If you crave sculpts, the optional Close Encounters expansion adds 30+, but reviewers call the extra minis far from necessary. Two real gripes from the Bench 2 production nitpicks recur. The danger die symbols are extremely tiny and hard to read mid-exploration, and the differently sized ship booksheets are fiddly to flip through repeatedly. Neither is fatal, but both are real. How does the dice-building exploration engine actually play? This is the mechanism that earns ISS Vanguard its keep, so let me catalogue it precisely. Before an away mission, you build your dice pool, choosing which section dice to bring based on the crew you commit. Crucially, dice of the asterisk same color are not identical. Each individual die carries a different distribution of symbols, so committing a science die is a real decision, not a formality. You are assembling a probability toolkit tuned to the mission you expect. On the planet, explored through the Planetopedia's branching locations, you resolve checks by rolling committed dice and matching their symbols to a requirement. The Vanguard wildcard can stand in for any symbol, and cards plus character abilities let you manipulate results. The tension is pure push your luck. Commit more dice to raise your odds, but every die you roll lands in a spent pool and is unavailable until you recover it. You refresh dice by resting, or you can exert, squeezing out an extra result now at the cost of removing that die for the rest of the session. An injury die seeds risk into the bag, so every push carries a bite. The result when it sings is what one reviewer called asterisk, a great sense of exploration, paired with decision-making in dice, cards, and special abilities, asterisk and a big sense of pushing your luck. You feel the dwindling resource of your team's energy as a planet's mysteries unfold one locked then unlocked door at a time. The ship phase between drops is the quieter counterweight, recruiting, researching, choosing the next heading. It is thematically right, but by common account, the weaker half. The ship book doesn't have that much decision-making, despite its marketing prominence, and Awaken Realms has since revised it. A later ship book update trimmed resource types that were adding more bookkeeping than fun. A look inside the core box at the campaign's components and drawer-style organizer. Why it's dice building, not just dice rolling, the verb matters. You curate the pool before the mission, which dice, which crew, then spend it down as a depleting resource during exploration, rest to refresh, exert to burn. It is closer to deck building's tempo than to a Yahtzee-style re-roll. That curation then attrition loop is the design signature. Is ISS Vanguard worth the money? Here is the ledger, balanced honestly. At any point in that band, this is a premium purchase, and the community genuinely splits on whether it's justified. The case for: you are buying an asterisk complete, gorgeous, deeply replayable campaign with a best-in-class insert and a dice engine that few games replicate. The case against: the most pointed criticism is that the lavishness inflates the price. One frank Board Game Geek reviewer argued the asterisk story and art are worth it, but the money probably isn't asterisk, noting many components weren't necessary, and the experience could have shipped in a smaller, cheaper box. Pacing is the other knock. Shelfside, who scored it 7/10, estimate the early to mid campaign at an 8/10, but warn the late game drags into tedious multi-hour dice rolling, and advise some players not to finish the campaign if the rolling exhausts them. Combat is rare, so tactics-hungry players may bounce. The verdict on value: worth it if asterisk you weight production, atmosphere, and exploration highly and play at 1 to 2 players. Not worth it if you primarily want efficient tactical engine building or a tidy climactic ending. The honest pacing caveat by broad consensus: the campaign frontloads its magic. The early to mid game draws near universal praise. The finale is where grind, complaints cluster, reduced exploration variety, long dice sequences, a difficulty rank up squeeze. Buy for the journey, not the destination. How do you begin and what should a first mission know? ISS Vanguard is built to teach itself, which is mercy for a box this size. A few archivists' notes for a clean launch: install the companion app first. The free ISS Vanguard app adds voice acting and music asterisk and asterisk, more practically. automates logbook flag tracking and reads narrative passages aloud. The single most common new player stumble is misfollowing the logbook. Getting lost more than once is a documented hazard, and the app is the fix, read to the bottom. A recurring tripwire. Missions hide instructions at the asterisk end of a log entry. Always scroll red all the way down before resolving, or you'll miss a setup beat. Pick your player count deliberately. This is the biggest first session lever. Solo with all four crew members imposes heavy memory load. Many solo players prefer running two crew to keep the cognitive weight manageable. Two human players is the widely cited sweet spot. Two heads are better than one for the dice decisions. Four players spreads the bookkeeping but dilutes each person's agency. Start at 1 to 2. Don't overcommit your dice early. The instinct is to throw everything at the first check. Resist it. Learn the rest, exert rhythm on low-stakes rolls so you understand your recovery economy before a planet punishes you for an empty pool. Treat the injury die with respect from mission one. Embrace the slow burn. The opening hours are deliberately unhurried. They are establishing tone and teaching systems. If you arrive expecting immediate fireworks, you'll misjudge it. Arrive expecting a logbook of discovery and it delivers. The Lost Fleet expansion box, the stretch goal follow-up campaign to the base game. Solo captain setting running solo. The field-tested recommendation is to control two crew members, not all four. It preserves meaningful dice choices while keeping the who's doing what tracking from overwhelming a single brain. You can scale up once the engine is second nature. Which expansions and accessories are actually worth it? The catalogue extends well past the core box. Here is what's real in priority order. It continues the saga with a fresh, more intricate campaign and ships a full slate of its own content. Its own rulebook, Planetopedia, operations book and logbook, plus 104 point of interest cards, 28 mission cards, 36 section cards, standees and dice. If you finish the base game wanting more galaxy, this is the buy. The important caveat, it requires both the base game and Lost Fleet to play. Tremendous value per content, but strictly a third course, not a first. Deadly Frontier and Close Encounters. Deadly Frontier is a further campaign expansion. Close Encounters swaps the base game's threat standees for 30-plus sculpted miniatures. Both offer the committed, reviewers repeatedly flag the extra minis as cosmetic, far from necessary for play. Organizers. Worth a clarifying note. The base game's factory insert is already excellent, so you do not need an aftermarket organizer for the core box. The well-regarded Laserox wooden insert and expansion organizer exist for those consolidating all the expansions into fewer boxes, but per Laserox's map policy, they are sold direct Laserox.net and through authorized shops, not on Amazon. Budget for them separately only if your collection has outgrown the original trays. Additional Lost Fleet expansion components for the cooperative sci-fi campaign. The expansion dependency chain base game, then Lost Fleet, then Galactic Almanac. The Almanac explicitly requires the base game and Lost Fleet, so don't grab it as your first add-on. Deadly Frontier and Close Encounters, minis, are optional side purchases for the fully committed. Who is ISS Vanguard for, and who should pass? Let me close the ledger with a clear bill of recommendation. Buy it if you are. A solo or two-player gamer who plays for asterisk atmosphere and discovery over optimization. A lover of campaign narratives, Tainted Grail, Sleeping Gods, Gloomhaven, who wants a sci-fi entry. A collector who genuinely values a beautifully produced, superbly organized box, and will keep it on the table across many sessions. Someone who finds a depleting dice pool a satisfying puzzle, and someone comfortable spending premium money on a single deep experience. Pass or at least demand a test play if you are. Primarily a asterisk tactical combat gamer, encounters here are infrequent by design. A group that needs fast setup and short sessions, 90 to 120 minutes minimum, and a long campaign. Allergic to bookkeeping, even post-revision, this is a game of logs, flags, and resource tracking. A player who needs a tightly plotted, branch-heavy story, the campaign is fairly linear with a handful of endings. Or anyone who asterisk must finish what they start, because by the designer's own community's account, the finale can grind, and the experience is honestly best in its first two-thirds. Understood for what it is, a slow, gorgeous, attrition-driven logbook of galactic exploration rather than a tactical skirmish or a tight euro. ISS Vanguard is a singular thing on the shelf, and for the right captain it is unforgettable. The one-line filter if a beautiful, slow, low-combat space exploration campaign I curate one die at a time sounds like a dream, buy it. Final verdict. ISS Vanguard is Awaken Realms operating at the height of its production craft, and the flex is mostly substance, not show. The drawer insert, the dual-layer dashboards, the three hardbound books, and the curate then deplete dice engine are all load-bearing, and the early to mid campaign delivers a genuine, atmospheric sense of charting the unknown that few games reach. Buy the base game, install the app, play it one or two players and save the Lost Fleet, then, much later, the Galactic Almanac, for when you're hungry for more galaxy. Filed, catalogued and recommended, with eyes open about exactly what you're shelving. Frequently asked questions. How much does ISS Vanguard cost? It is a premium-priced box no matter where you buy. Is ISS Vanguard worth the price? For one to two player gamers who value production, atmosphere and exploration, yes, a 20 to 60 hour campaign in a best-in-class box is strong per hour value. For players who want tactical combat, fast setup, or a tightly plotted climax, it's harder to justify. The community openly debates whether the lavish components inflate the cost. How long is the ISS Vanguard campaign? Individual sessions run about 90 to 120 minutes, often 2 to 4 hours in practice. The full campaign spans roughly 20 to 60 hours, and multiplayer games tend toward the higher end, frequently exceeding 50 hours. How many players is ISS Vanguard best with? It supports 1 to 4 players but is widely considered best at 1 to 2. 2 players is the common sweet spot. Solo players are advised to control 2 crew members rather than all 4 to keep the bookkeeping manageable. Can you play ISS Vanguard solo? Yes, it has a very high solo rating and plays well alone. The recommended approach for solo is to run 2 crew members instead of all 4, which preserves meaningful dice decisions without overwhelming a single player's memory. What is the dice building system? Before each away mission, you assemble a dice pool from the crew you commit, and same color dice differ from one another, so the choice matters. During exploration, you roll those dice for checks with a Vanguard wildcard symbol. Rolled dice go to a spent pool until you rest to refresh them, or you can exert to squeeze out extra results at the cost of removing a die for the session. Do I need the companion app? It's not strictly required, but it's strongly recommended. The free app adds voice acting and music, reads narrative passages, and automates logbook flag tracking, which directly fixes the most common new player problem of getting lost in the branching log. Is there a lot of combat in ISS Vanguard? Number combat is relatively rare. The game is built around exploration, narrative, and dice-driven checks rather than frequent tactical battles. Players seeking a combat-heavy experience are likely to be disappointed. How does ISS Vanguard compare to Nemesis or Tainted Grail? It's by the same studio, Awaken Realms, but a different beast. Less of Nemesis's tense semi-cooperative combat and less of Tainted Grail's open, character-driven branching. ISS Vanguard is a more linear exploration and logbook campaign with a distinctive dice pool engine. Which expansion should I buy first? It's the flagship continuation and ships complete with its own books and cards. Buy it before the Galactic Almanac, which requires both the base game and Lost Fleet to play. Does the base game need an aftermarket organizer? Number the base box already includes an excellent drawer-style factory insert. Aftermarket. Options like the Laserox wooden organizer exist mainly for consolidating all the expansions into fewer boxes and are sold direct from Laserox, not on Amazon, due to their pricing policy. What's the main criticism of ISS Vanguard? Pacing. The early to mid campaign earns near universal praise. Reviewers peg it around 8-10. But the finale draws grind, complaints, reduced exploration variety, and long dice rolling sequences. Some reviewers go so far as to advise stopping the campaign if the late game rolling becomes a chore. The ship phase is also widely seen as the weaker, more administrative half.